Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel. Always my co-host.
Daddy! Mommy!
Daniel. So today we got some interesting topics. We have a charity stream involving Pokimane. And I believe it's for...
It's like Sea Dog VA, but I think it's with Iron Friends.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I think it's for Iron Mouse.
Okay, for Iron Mouse probably. And then we have the Mr. Beast YouTube show with YouTubers or with like different that he had different streamers. And then one involving Sketch, which I want to make it clear. I don't know your stance on it, but I'm good with what Sketch did. He's a cool guy. I mean, what people he does in his privacy is fine with me. Yeah, so we can start out with what we did this week. Well, 2 weeks, I guess. But I started watching new anime. I watched one called Wistoria, Sword and Wand, or Wand and Sword. It's I really like the animation of the anime, and the story is good so far. The guy, it's a world of magic, and that the MC or the main character does not have magic abilities, but he is he has like super strength essentially, and because of that he's able to cancel out magic essentially if he's using like a sword. Right now, at least within the first episodes, it shows that with a sword he can stop magic from hurting him. So looks interesting, really excited because the animation looks really good. It's not like a new style of animation, but it's a very cleanly done style of animation. So, liked it a lot. Other than that, I've been working, you know, IT. Still like my job. So, I'm very happy with it. And, yeah, that's it. What have you been up to?
Elden Ring, still. Did you beat?
No.
Oh, no. So, you done now?
No, I'll get back to it. I'll get back to it.
Where'd you stop at?
I beat the snake guy. I already forgot his name.
Mesmer.
Yeah, Mesmer. I beat him, and then I travel a little bit.
Oh, that's the fucking topic I wanted to bring up.
We can add it.
This is brought up in my chat. He was listening to a different podcast, and they're saying, is summons cheating?
No.
Yeah. That's what I.
That's part of the game.
That's
a challenge that we put on ourselves. Like it has nothing to do with anyone else.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, dude. Like, a game is meant to be played. Play it however you want. If you want to use all the spells, if you want to use all the summons, like go for it, dude. More power to you. These are restrictions that I'm putting on myself. Like you don't need to follow my footsteps. Like, mm-hmm. You know
exactly.
So it is not cheap. Like the game gives you this opportunity to use summons.
The reason why I say the game makes you want to use summons, you probably haven't fought this person yet. There's a
multi boss
Needle Knight Leda.
Yeah.
That fight is Miyazaki telling people to fuck use a summon. You to challenge run people. I really want to see how no-hit people fight Needle Knight.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest thing I've done.
Can you? I'm assuming you can parry still.
You can parry, but it takes too long. You need to... So it's one summon, and then a second person appears.
Person. But that's not... That fight isn't technically necessary.
It's necessary.
Oh, okay. You can...
So it's funny because... So I'm playing Elden Ring. And I'm like, the way I'm playing it is, I'm playing it like, oh, it looks like the game really wants me to go this way. I'm trying to play it intended. I got to Radahn. I was like, oh, shit.
So, intended.
Yeah, not. I was like, this is not good game design because this is not how it's intended. But that's the second to last boss fight.
Oh.
And it's fucking hard, dude. It was a hard, and I was reading online after I beat it, their health pool is 20 dragons. All three of those guys.
I saw the clip of you fighting them. You do damage, man. You do damage. I don't do as much damage as you do. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to beat this guy.
I don't have a lot of Shadow Trees too, which is crazy.
I think I'm gonna play the rest of the game with summons, just to beat it. Just to beat just it. Do it. Still planning on the
just do summons until you get to Radahn.
I'm still planning on doing the level one run. Jeez. So we'll see. Like, that's gonna be a slow run, dude, for me. Because I'm gonna have to learn how to parry. I've parried before, but like as a last ditch effort. So I haven't like actually done it that much. So we'll see how it works.
So it's crazy. Okay, so this is my thought process of why I picked the weapon I picked going into the DLC. I knew while playing Elden Ring that bleed
is OP.
Is OP, right? So I knew going into the DLC that they're going to make it so you can't do a lot of combos with the bosses. And you can't.
Yeah,
you can only do one hit or maybe two hits. So
they can still flinch, but it takes a lot of damage to make him flinch.
So I was doing research before going into the DLC. What has the fastest charge attack? And it's those fists.
So you charge your attacks?
Sometimes. Okay, it depends. Okay. It depends. But most of the time, that's a charge attack build. Because all my talismans are built around that charge attack. Yeah.
So you do way more damage on the charge. Okay.
So that's my mentality going into the deal.
But since you asked about summons, I think a bleed build is cheating.
I don't think not if it's solo, dude.
No, it doesn't matter. You're doing too much damage. It's not fair. No, it's not fair. It's
too hard, dude.
It's like a free hit every five hits. Like, it's not fair.
What's funny was when I fought Mesmer, it's funny, dude.
You killed him fast.
Yeah.
And it's because of those damn fists, dude.
So he has weak poise.
Yeah.
That's one good thing.
Yeah, because if you use a heavy weapon, he's not that hard. But I never once made him flinch. Never.
So here's another thing. You can actually make them flinch with bleed weapons. So I was kind of like speculating, like it's like a fighting game where the poise meter is,
yeah, it builds. Goes away. Yeah, yeah, it builds. And if you stop hitting them, yeah, it doesn't.
It's true. So it does do that.
But yeah.
It was like 4 in the morning. And I got to Mesmer, and I'm like, I just want to fight him once. 2 hours later, I fucking killed him, and because I was getting closer and closer.
I'm sure you've went through the second phase a few times.
Yeah,
but that the one that you had the clip for, you smoked him through that phase super quick.
Yeah, but I still got hit. But
yeah, because he's always like, there's moments where like you're hitting him and he does like ground things or whatever that's doing damage to you.
I don't know how to fight a second phase still.
Yeah, but you rushed through that phase really fast. You were successful. I wasn't able to hit him that quickly. I mean, I could hit him, but I wasn't able to do as much damage to kill him that fast. Yeah. So I had to like kind of, I got lucky because he didn't do all of these crazy attacks by the time I killed him. That's so I was killing him fast enough.
Top three best fights from Soft for me. It was good.
Damn. But yeah, you surprisingly killed him really quickly for 2 hours. It took me, I think, 4 or 5 hours.
Which is funny because when I first fought him, I was like, how the fuck am I? I was like, how do I dodge all this shit? And then it just.
Yeah, slowly, like you learn all of his movesets. But the thing is. So once you learn his first phase.
Yeah, I know.
Second phase, the snakes are like technically a delayed attack. Hmm. So even though you see the strike happening, it's not a dodge yet. And I see the head move, fucking dodge, and it's already like I dodged too early.
His grab always got me. Like, I think I only dodged it twice out of those two.
In the first phase.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. I could tell he was doing a grab because he does like a little wind up first and then he goes for the deck. I see the wind up and I'm just like, okay, pause. And then once he like swooped in, I dodged. So I only got grabbed like a handful of times from that because I had like already dodged and so I wasn't able to dodge again.
But his moveset looks crazy, but it's actually pretty easy to dodge. Except the second phase, I don't understand.
Yeah.
This first phase, like, it looks crazy, but it's not that crazy.
I just think his second set wasn't... I didn't feel like it was impossible to dodge, but I didn't know the timing yet. I kept dodging too early, but I managed to I don't know. I just killed him through that phase. But I feel like it was like the same thing where it's like we were both punching each other, seeing who would last the most. And I beat him with, I think, one flask left, and like I was at half health. So I was towards the end when I beat him. But yeah, that was a tangent. But what else did you do this week?
Saw Long Legs.
Oh.
Mommy! Daddy! Nicolas Cage. Truly, truly unhinged. And it is not the scariest film of the decade. It's not even close. There's some scary moments in it, but fucking...
But those scary moments are like jump scares or like actual scary
jump
moments?
Jump scares. Okay. And then there's like creepy... There's a lot of shots where like you see the character, but then there's a doorway in the back. So you just... A lot of crazy shit happened, like unexpected shit. So, but directed by Osgood Perkins, and he's on like a fucking roll, dude. Like I heard he filmed 3 films in the span of 15 months. This is the first one. He has 2 more. The second one's called The Monkey. It's another horror film, which looks fucking good. This guy's like on a roll, dude. And I was like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I think I don't usually buy physical media. I'm going to buy that physical media. They hyped it up because, like, have you seen that marketing thing where the actress reacts to Nicolas Cage's makeup and her heart's like beating?
Yeah.
It's not that scary. You see him, it's like, yeah, it's not that scary. It does not deserve that.
Their hearts beat because of love for Nick Cage, not because they're scared.
No, what's funny is, like, you know, he looks crazy. Nicolas Cage looked crazy. But I'm like, dude, there's people in real life that look like that.
Yeah.
Like, for real. I'm like, it's not that crazy. Like, there's people that look like that.
Talking about, like DVDs and stuff, they're, Godzilla Minus One Blu-ray is going to go on sale. It's $60. But Ouch. You're getting technically 2 movies, I guess. You're getting the color version and the black and white version that they released. If you consider that 2 movies, 60? Even though it's the same movie. $60? It's on. I mean, I don't know if it's still on sale, but if you pre-order it, you get a discount. Yeah, I think it's $10. I'm going to wait until it goes down.
I tried watching The Quiet Place Part 2 because I wanted to watch The Quiet Place, the prequel.
Yeah.
But I couldn't finish. No, but I mean, not because it's bad, but I don't know. I just kind of lost interest, but. That intro to Quiet Place Part 2 is
not good.
No, it's great. Oh. It reminded me of The Last of Us. Remember the intro to The Last of Us? But they cranked it up to like 1,000. But they just stole Swagger Jacked it. But yeah, other than that, I think that's it. Elden Ring. Elden Sting. You know,
Elden
Sting. Streaming on my secondary account with nobody watching. I got a new PNG tube.
Not an egg head anymore?
It's still the egg. Revamped egg head.
Revamped.
But nobody watches, so feels bad. So I mean, this would be my last TwitchCon.
Oh.
I haven't bought tickets yet, but I think this may be the last one.
Damn.
Gotta go fully into TikTok or something.
Yeah. I mean, you can still go into TwitchCon. Just because you're not streaming on Twitch doesn't mean...
Twitch ain't the vibe. It's TikTok, it's been getting views, but not likes. Damn. I mean, my secondary account.
Okay.
Not my
main account. Yeah.
The primary account gets a lot of fucking profile views. I don't know what's triggering my profile views. It's either a book talk video or a Zelda, that Zelda thing. I don't know what's... Like, I get like so many people viewing my profile. No followers, but a lot of people viewing it.
Oh, the one where you said you called it out first in 2012 or whatever.
Yeah, it's either Book Talk or Zelda that's bringing people in, but they don't follow.
Gotcha.
They see the Elden Ring, they're like, fuck this guy.
You got to do more Valorant clips like that, dude. where you can't hit the guy.
Valorant's dead, dude.
It's not dead, though. There's a cult following for Valorant, a cult following for Leagues Apex. Of Legends. Did you see the clip where, what is it?
Double Lift?
Yeah, Double Lift. Where his girl's like in a... like
you know
a,
who his girl is, right?
I don't.
She is pretty high up in TSM.
Okay, okay.
She's like... I remember Foley always talked about her a lot.
But yeah, she came out like in a like a, I don't know, like a like a swimsuit, bodysuit type thing. And, you know, goes up to Double Lift and he's like, oh, not right now. I'm going to play Leagues of Legends. And then she leaves and everyone's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, Foley used to talk about her all the time. Oh, she now works for Sentinels. Oh, she okay. used to work for TSM.
Gotcha, gotcha. But yeah, I saw him react to XUC reacting to him. So it was funny. All right. But yeah, let's get into the topics. So first one is going to be Pokimane. So what happened was there was like a charity stream. I think C-Dog was the one promoting it. I think it was for Iron Mouse to help with the health issue she has probably. And someone bid... 500,000?
Yes.
To spend a day with Pokemon or just co-stream?
I think it's just a gaming session.
Oh, just a gaming session.
It's probably like a 1 hour play.
I mean, it might go over, you know? She probably feels bad for them spending 500,000. I mean, it's for a good cause. But what are your thoughts? You think it's a simp?
I mean, it has to be.
Do you think it's someone... I mean, I feel like it has to be someone filthy rich, but do you...
Goddamn, FaZe Banks wasn't part of the bid. Was part of the bid. $411,000.
Why didn't he go higher? Why didn't he go higher? Win. Does it say who won?
Well, it shows the screen name. Amir FPS 313.
Oh, yeah.
Some Saudi prince.
I was gonna say, do you think it's a Saudi prince?
And... Some Saudi prince. Top level donation from a top level gooner. Goon hours, dude.
But yeah, I mean, do you think it's a simp? Do you think it's someone just trying to get in contact? I mean, a Saudi prince essentially trying to get in contact with Pokemon?
Probably.
I feel like their thought process is like, as soon as they talk to me, I got them hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, it's just like her editor.
If I let her know what I'm doing, they'll fall in love with me. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I should have not said anything. That's all I know.
who would you bid for? I mean, not going
to
bid.
Like the people that I would bid... to spend like a gaming session with, I mean, obviously I wouldn't, you know, spend 500,000 because I don't even have that much, but people I'm willing to like put some money down are Valkyrie, Lily.
Did I ever tell you my story about Valkyrie?
I know that we saw her at TwitchCon.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear the.
So we have a mutual friend. And she was there, and he's like, oh, can I take a picture with you? And he's like, sure. And I'm next to the guy. And she's like, do you want to take a picture too? I was like, nah. Nah, I'm good. I didn't care, dude. Shit. It wasn't a big Valkyrie fan.
But he was gooning over her.
Yeah, he was a top level goon. Probably still a top level goon.
Just not top level donor. but yeah, I mean, I think Valkyrie, Lily, I would do Pokimane too. But I wouldn't drop that kind of money. I'd probably do like 100 max, if anything, if it was going towards a good cause. But like, if it was just like a donation to them to do it, I would not donate to them just to stream with them.
For me, I think probably pick CD in the third.
CDN
would be funny. Summit or CDN. Like I want to say Kai, but then I don't think like we'd vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe CDN or something.
Maybe I guess in that case I would also do Ludwig. I saw Ludwig. Me and our friend Roberto went to go watch Top Gun, the newest one. And we were in theater. We were in line to buy snacks. And Ludwig arrived later, but he went to the front of the line because his group of friends were already there in line. And I just was like, hey, that's Ludwig. And he's like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, okay, well, never mind.
Was he with his girl?
Not at the time. No. It was him and, like, I think two male friends.
I know he was in a recent TikTok. Ludwig, the dancing one.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was in Jason's?
Yeah, Jason's. Yeah. I mean, he was also in the, I've seen the clips with, like, the Mr. Beast contest. It's number one streamer.
Just right don't there. Be a goon.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a goon in society.
You have anything else to say about this one?
No, that's some people got crazy amounts of money. That's all I gotta say. Like,
well, I mean, like, you've seen it before where it's specifically Saudi princes that do this, but they'll go on and like a small streamer and just donate, oh, yeah.
Soda popping.
Not like ridiculous amounts of money. Well, like for Soda Poppin', it probably was ridiculous amounts of money. But like, look at some of our streamers and be like 100 here, 100 there, 100 there. So, I mean, it's kind of cool on their part, just hitting up a random streamer and doing that. But yeah, they got money to spend, dude. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's for a good cause, I guess, but it's still goonish.
Yeah.
It's still goonish.
Good cause on the donation, goonish behavior, dude.
Goon time. I don't know if you see. I mean, I don't know if I could talk about it. Have you seen that clip of XQC?
I don't
think he thought he ended stream when he went on Goon Time.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
Make sure you end stream.
Yeah, there was a small streamer who apparently did not end stream and then proceeded to change their clothing in front of the camera without even realizing it.
I've done that once.
And you've done it as well, too. You had
but
people
then,
laugh
but
the
then
message.
I had my underwear, but still. Goon time. People gooning.
Oh, man. And I guess I've done it, too, as well. I feel like I did it on purpose. I mean, like, not on purpose, but, like, I went on a break. I knew I wasn't leaving it alone, but whatever. And then Mr. Beast. He did a...
I don't even know who won that thing.
I think the end was Kai and... No, that wasn't the end. Never mind. That wasn't the another thing. But he, Mr. Beast did a another video with a ton of different people who are already famous.
Jaden Animations won.
Jaden Animations, who is someone that I don't know. I'm sure he's a huge streamer.
I think it's a she.
I think they are a huge streamer. But I don't know them. And this is going to be our topic where you felt like there was a lot of different streamers that are famous throughout different parts of the world. But there was a select few who were like the main ones that were getting. Well, I never watched the actual YouTube, so I don't know how much airtime everyone had. I'm only watching it through clips.
There was like a Japanese YouTuber that flew all the way there, and he was talking. He made a TikTok. He was saying, like, he didn't even show up at once. And this guy has like a million subs.
Yeah.
And didn't show up once. And I'm just. I mean, it's kind of messed up. I think it's more like the.
The US?
I mean, not yet the U.S., but like it's like what UFC and WWE does. They're always trying to push their favorites.
Yeah. No, but like the favorites on this one, I'm assuming, is already like U.S., specifically closer to West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was like Ludwig.
I've just seen a couple of TikToks. I saw another, like a South Korean YouTuber, and he was just really sad. Like he couldn't like talk to Mr. Beast. Like. He's like, hey, Mr. B. He said hi real quick and he left. He's just like really sad. He's like, dude, why am I here?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, they're kind of just like background characters to fill up the show, which is messed up. You know, they're people that have a following in their own right because, you know, they've put in work, and for them they get ignored like that. I feel like, I mean, the thing is, Mr. Beast, he's so big now, you know, like I feel like he wouldn't realize how big he is now. Like, he knows he's big, but he doesn't know how much of a impact he has on people. Even if they're already technically big, they don't feel like they're at the level of Mr. Beast. So it's like, hey, Mr. Beast, notice me. And he's like, he doesn't realize that he has to notice them, kind of thing, you know? So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I saw some clips of people getting out, and it was all mainly like people that I'm aware of being famous, but they're not necessarily like KSI isn't based in the United States. They're in the UK, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But mainly like everyone else was in the UK or in the US. I saw Sketch.
I saw the fucking, I don't know if you've seen the Moist Critical with Logan Paul.
Was it like a podcast?
No.
I don't think I saw it then.
So, Moist Critical, you know, he's always like criticizing,
yeah,
just YouTubers, but he goes hard on Logan Paul. And when he sees Logan Paul at the event, he's like all chummy. He's like, dude, what the hell? Like, bro. He's like, and it's everything's like recorded. He's like, you know, this is all, I'm just doing that just for, you know, because it's the YouTube stuff. I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's the way it is, though. Like,
I wouldn't be like that. That just is not my personality.
I mean, I don't know if you saw, there was a, there's a mukbang drama, mm-hmm, between, like, the only person I know, well, like,
there's two big drama with mukbang.
The only person I know in the mukbang world is Nico Avocado. That's the only person I know. I didn't know, first of all, that he's losing weight now. Mm. But supposedly he was like talking to another mukbanger about some a third mukbanger and saying like how he doesn't like that person, blah 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 blah. And then he wanted to make a video, and as soon as he announced that mukbanger he was talking to was like, no, I don't want to hang out with you because I don't want to like badmouth it. And he's like, you've been badmouthing this person this whole time, and now all of a sudden when I want to go public with it, you don't want to. And they were like, what? Like, blah, blah, blah. And so it's, I don't know. I only know that mess.
I gotta give a shout out to the person that he's badmouthing. She's the person I told you about who changed her trajectory in TikTok. She was a mukbanger, switched to true crime, and her fucking thing is just shot.
So she's like, not doing mukbangs anymore?
She rarely does them.
And still has the drama going on? Damn.
But she does true crime now. And it's just,
who is it?
Stephanie Sue.
Damn. Okay.
Maybe
this is a sketch. Maybe she's trying to make her own story.
I gotta give her props, man. Like, she like knew what was working and just fucking made a fucking right turn, dude. And just she still pops up on my FYP.
Damn.
I don't follow her, but she still pops up.
What's the do you know what the other drama was?
There's a girl that was getting abused by her boyfriend. He was forcing her to do the mukbang videos. Took all her money. She can't get the money back because the boyfriend committed suicide.
Wow.
But she's the same mukbanger that did something racist.
Holy crap.
They almost canceled her. And then this thing came out.
Damn. All right, moving on.
Yeah. Keith Lee also has his drama too. Shit.
Oh, yeah. But what's... It's not necessarily involving him. Yeah.
It's just people reacting to
him. Yeah, yeah. It was the...
BET Awards.
Yeah, the BET Awards. I mean, that's messed up. Like, I feel like people are, like, making it out to be something else.
Yeah.
And Keithy's like, I literally haven't talked about this. Like, I don't know what's going on. So, that's frustrating. Because Keith Lee... It looks like he's trying to be a good guy, you know? It doesn't look like he's faking it. You know, I haven't seen any videos from him behind the scenes being like, fuck this shit. Like, it seems like he's just trying to be a good guy. He's always trying to give everyone money. And for them to just treat him like it goes to show you, like, if you're a nice guy, people are still going to, like, find a way to make you look bad.
I mean, I love Keith Lee. Let me just preface that. But there's a video of him where it doesn't show him in a good light. You know that one dude that he always goes, oh my God, oh my God, you're my favorite celebrity. Oh my God, oh my God. That guy did that to Keith Lee, like saying the wrong name. And Keith Lee reacted a different way. And the internet turns on, you know, it'll turn on you. It's just like, damn.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Damn. Doesn't matter how nice you are. Internet hates you. They want to hate you, dude.
The internet turns on you. Ask Drake.
At the drop of a pin, dude.
I mean,
why is he still around?
You get shot at, and you become popular. You know,
oh shit!
The internet turns on you.
All right, and the last one is Sketch.
Mm, talk about the internet turning.
I know, dude. Turning. I'm so glad that he didn't go through with what he was talking about, but. And props to FaZe and everyone that, like, you know, reached out to him. But that's scary, dude, because he says it like he did a I don't know if it was a stream, but he did a video talking about the events. And he's like, honestly, if no one reached out to me, I wouldn't be here talking to you guys today.
Yeah.
Implementing that he would have done things. That's crazy. But yeah, like
I'll make a this is the internet. Mm-hmm. Speaking, not me, nor the weekly DLC. The people in the comments are kind of funny, though.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like,
some,
but the saying, thing is,
saying,
like,
they're saying Stretch, and I was like, damn, GG comment, dude. I love you, Sketch.
Yeah, like that's the thing is, people can be messed up sometimes, and the thing is, to us, it's funny, you know, because we like. I can understand a joke, but there's timings to a joke. And at that moment, it's not right for a Sketch, you know? He's not going to take it as a joke. He takes it personally.
I think it's so crazy. We live now, and that's still a fucking problem. That's crazy to me. You know what's crazy? What's even crazier? If he was making OF content for girls, it wouldn't be a problem. That really bothers me. Like, that is like, damn, we're living in the 21st century. This is still a problem. Like,
yeah. Like, I was going to say something I already forgot.
But, I mean, it's weird, too, because if he was making OF content for females, like, did we give him props?
I know.
Is this the other way around?
I know.
It's not.
The whole internet as a whole would be like, dude, get on you. But it's also it's scary because it honestly takes one person to say something bad. And once someone sees that, they'll say it too. And then, you know, it just repeats itself. And it's like, oh, everyone's talking crap on Sketch. Let me hop on this too. And then once they realize, luckily it wasn't too late, but once they realize, like, hey, we're not helping out Sketch's mental health, let's backtrack on this. And not like, it's the internet as a whole. Like, obviously, individual people are probably still gonna not like Sketch anymore, but the internet as a whole has taken a step back on what they were doing, and it isn't as bad for Sketch anymore, and he's taking it, you know, with some laughter now.
What's crazy is, I know we talked about Dr. Disrespect. If Disrespect did the same apology like Sketch, I think it wouldn't be as bad. First of all, Sketch's apology was actually,
first of all, he didn't need to apologize.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He didn't need to apologize. But it felt like there was no PR person behind it.
And there and, wasn't.
And he,
and well, at least
was,
I think so.
What was smart was he threw jokes in to disarm it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's actually fucking smart.
I did not have sexual relationships with that man. Just kidding. I did. Maybe.
Yeah. I gotta address the elephant in the room.
I got a haircut.
It's like that. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
this props, is why he's likable. Like,
props to Sketch, dude. I hope he keeps it up.
I know he lost his sponsorship with the Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was worried about, because I know sports culture is very like hyper masculine and toxic masculinity. So I'm curious.
The thing is, so. I don't know how specifically sponsorships works, but I'm pretty sure when you sign, like, this is how I think it works. It doesn't mean that this is how it works. when you sign it, they're like, okay, when you sign this, we're going to give you so much money, you know? And then they decided to break the contract. So I'm pretty sure he still got a lump sum of some sort. So it's not completely bad for him, but the thing is he can now no longer continue or have a sponsorship with this company, you know, so that sucks. But I'm hoping other people, you know, pick it up, maybe like a shoe company, clothing company, I don't know, OnlyFans.
It's very interesting because to see this happen to someone that people really love, because I was like, I mean, it's like a, I mean,
the thing is too, is I, so there was love for Sketch, but I think it was dwindling down because he was doing a lot of, like, he wasn't gaming as much. He was doing like live streams. And I feel like there was a section of people that were hating on him because he was like, there were like, oh, you're not, you know, going back to the way you were, you're changing. And so when this hit, it was like, oh, this is a perfect time for me to hate on him. So, but it's scary. I'm glad Sketch at least got over that hump, and I hope he goes strong.
I mean, this is a warning too. Anything you put on the internet,
yeah,
that shit can come back, man.
That shit's staying on there, dude.
Yeah, it's not.
So be careful.
Yeah, that shit is in ink.
Yeah, for all you content creators, I mean, things that you do and you post, whether it's on YouTube, OnlyFans, on TikTok, that can come back to haunt you. Even if you posted it now and then a year later you delete it.
Shit on stream.
Yeah. So if you get big, it's over for you, man.
They're gonna come back and hear me say shit like Jackie Chan's a piece of shit. But hey, you know what? I still stand by that hell, dude. If you wanna know why,
he's a rude character, yeah.
If you wanna know why, you can talk to me personally. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say. Do you have anything else to say?
Nope.
All right, guys. So that's it for us today. We're ending the stream. Or we're ending the podcast.
Very uneventful weekend.
Mean, there was a lot of events, but I feel
rest
like
in peace to Richard Simmons.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Dude, so many people passed away. Richard Simmons passed away. Shannon Doherty passed away. 90210.
Damn.
It's like crazy. There's like 3 to 5 celebrities that passed away this week.
I remember the year COVID hit, a lot of celebs were dying.
Oh, man.
And everyone was like, dude, RIP, like these people. And he's like, dude, next year is not going to be any better. Like,
you know who I keep on forgetting passed away during COVID? Larry King.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I still think he's alive. And then it's like, oh, shit, that guy is no longer with us.
Yeah. Sucks, man. I hope you guys take care of yourselves so you can listen to us continuously. But until next time, we'll catch you guys later. Peace.